Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank and praise Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, the peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. You are watching our program called Treasures of Wisdom. Alhamdulillah, we welcome the viewers of Madini channel from different parts of the world. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. I am accompanied by our honorable Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani, Hafidhahullah, and inshallah, Zawajalla, together with our honorable guest in our program, we are to cover a very beautiful discussion as the theme for this program is Treasures of Wisdom. And in today's program, we are going to be speaking about practical life lessons by the wise saint who is none other than Sayyidina Hakim Luqman Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Alhamdulillah. Yes, dear viewers, there's an entire chapter in the Holy Quran Park named after this great saint in Islam and the wonderful and beautiful and amazing advices he had given his son, subhanallah, will truly touch our hearts and give us some lessons as well, Mulana Sahib. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Before we go any further into our discussion, dear viewers, let's recite a beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala composed and written by none other than Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. We even have kalams ready for the viewers, inshallah, azza wa jalla, by beautiful Naat Khans of Da'wat Islami as well, alhamdulillah. We will be honored to recite this beautiful kalam, which is, of course, the hamd and praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, we are to dive into our discussion, inshallah. Allahu, 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 Allahu. قلب کو اس کی رویت کی ہے آرزو جس کا جلوہ ہے عالم میں ہر چار سو قلب کو اس کی رویت کی ہے آرزو جس کا جلوہ ہے عالم میں ہر چار سو بلکہ خود نفس میں ہے وہ سبحانہ بلکہ خود نفس میں ہے وہ سبحانہ عرش پر ہے مگر عرش پر ہے مگر عرش کو جستجو اللہ 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 کسی جا نہیں اور ہر جا ہے تو منظم مکان سے مبرز سو علم قدرت سے ہر جا ہے تو کوبکو علم قدرت سے ہر جا ہے تو کوبکو تیرے جلوے ہیں ہر تیرے جلوے ہیں ہر ہر جگہ اے عفو اللہ 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 اللہ
আল্লাহ আল্লাহ তাইরানে জিনামে তেরি গুফতগু গীত তেরে হি গাতে হে ও খুশগুলু তাইরানে জিনামে তেরি গুফতগু গীত তেরে হি গাতে হে ও খুশগুলু কোই কেহতা হে কোই কেহতা হে হো কোই কেহতা হে কোই কেহতা
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. سبحان الله. Yes, dear viewers, we have moist our tongues with dhikri khuda, the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, after doing so, we are going to be moving towards our discussion, as I mentioned earlier, practical life lessons by the saint, the wise saint, Hakim Luqman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah, the excellence of this great personality and some of his words of advice have been mentioned gracefully in the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers. As I mentioned earlier, a complete surah of the Holy Quran Pak, Surah Luqman, has been mentioned after this great personality in Islam, subhanallah. Actually, according to Muhammad bin Ishaq Maghazi, his blessed lineage is Luqman bin Ba'u. Some historians have reported that Sayyidina Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the maternal nephew of the Nabi Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Whereas some are of the point of view that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the maternal cousin of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. All these options and opinions are there, dear viewers. But Sayyidina Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that he got the opportunity to acquire the knowledge by staying in the blessed company of Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Before the declaration of the prophethood of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the mufti. Jiha, he was the mufti of Bani Israel. But when Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam declared his prophethood, Sayyidina Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi abandoned to deliver fatwa, yani verdicts. He would not give his fatwas.
Subhanallah.
Rather, subhanallah, it is mentioned in some of the books that Sayyidina Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, I have been blessed with the honor of availing the company of 4,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So from the holy sayings, of these blessed anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, he says, I have selected and mentioned or memorized 8 things. Hakim Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, 8 things I have memorized and learned from the company of almost 4,000 anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Now, we do not pay much attention to these 8 things which have been mentioned by Hakim Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Could be a life changer for a lot of people. Number one, he says, guard your heart whilst offering salah.
Allah.
Number two, take care of your throat whilst eating. Take care of your throat whilst eating. And he says, number three, when you are staying in the house of somebody else, protect your eyes. Protect your gaze. Allahu Akbar. Number four, he says, when you are sitting in the company of people, take care of your tongue. Allahu Akbar. Number five, always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, keep remembering your death. Number seven, forget about the favors you have done to others. Number eight, forget about the misconduct of others as well.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini channel, these blessed sayings of this great personality, Hakim Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is something which we should not only memorize, but we should bring this into practice as well. Subhanallah. After availing the company of almost 4,000 messengers, Mawlana Sahib, I mean, subhanallah, what importance do we give to these things? Yeah, yet we know them, yet we understand them, but we do not adhere to them. We do not bring this into our practical lives, Mawlana Sahib. I mean, guard your heart whilst offering salah.
You know, something is so profound and so true in what Sayyidina Hakim Luqman rahimahullah, he has mentioned, that whilst you are in salah, then protect and guard your heart. And you know, what normally happens is that when a person is in salah,
right,
then at times a person's heart is not present whilst he is performing salah. Sometimes the heart may be going towards business. Sometimes the heart may be going towards family. Allah, sometimes the heart may be going towards one's wife, one's children, one's business. So Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah, he is advising us. First of all, we have to realize and understand that to take beneficial advice is beneficial for us and for our well-being,
Allah,
for our growth as well. So these are golden advices. I mean, you've mentioned that Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah, he met approximately 4,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has selected 8 points.
Allah,
that highlights and shows how important these advices are in a person's life. And we are taught, you know, by the Holy Quran, we are taught by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when we are in salah, our presence of heart, our presence of mind, our presence of soul must be there.
Allahu,
because we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, in worship. You know, you are standing in front of the master of all the worlds. So how is it that a person goes and stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst his heart is still engrossed in worldly matters?
Allahu Akbar.
Then it wouldn't make sense, because that attention is not there. You know, we perform salah, and this is, you know, it is compulsory upon us to perform our 5 times daily salah. In one hadith, it is mentioned, the summary of the hadith is that the person who misses one salah intentionally, his name will be written on the door of hell,
Allah,
through which he will
enter.
Just for missing one salah intentionally. Imagine a person not performing his 5 times daily salah at all. So mashallah, if a person is performing their salah, they must watch their heart, because the heart is something that changes. You know, and at times a person, for example, may be performing salah, and whilst performing salah, he notices that, you know, there are people around me, and I need to show them that I'm a bit pious.
I need to show
them that they must give me respect. So now what is happening here? The heart is getting ruined. The heart is getting blackened. Why? Because now showing off is entering into one's heart. Pride is entering into one's heart. And all of this, it ruins a person's good deeds. It ruins a person's good actions. So whilst in salah, we must always be mindful of the fact that we are standing in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is us worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must have presence of heart at the time of performing salah.
Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Kareem enable us to perform all our 5 daily salah ba jama'at, dear viewers. Understand its blessings and importance, and never miss your salah. Salah is the key to Jannah, subhanallah. And through salah, you will attain Allah Kareem's proximity and closeness, dear viewers. Hakim Luqman rahmatullah alayhi given these beautiful advices, as you mentioned, Mawlana Sahib. And one of them was, always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we ever forget or become heedless of His dhikr and remembrance when He is our creator, dear viewers of Madani channel? But the vices are so many out there that there are many opportunities and reasons for us to not engage in Allah's dhikr. Yes, temptations, situations, occupations, all these are reasons for us to miss our salah, to be neglectful of His dhikr and remembrance. But remember, a companion came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him in the hadith, he says, oh always keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu anhu, who's also a great sahabi rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the last time I met with the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he left this world, I asked, O Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, what is the best action that draws one closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Listen, dear viewers, our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Anta muta walisanuka ratbun min dhikrillah. Death should reach you whilst your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are wonderful motivation for us, dear viewers, to always keep our tongues moist, not with ghibat, not with backbiting, not with slandering, not with useless conversations, but rather with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call out His amazing qualities daily. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, subhanallah. And day after, see how your day would pass, subhanallah, with much peace, sukoon, harmony, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So yes, dear viewers, there's few words of wisdom which Hakim al-Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi shared. And there's much more, of course, that he has given advices to his son. But remember, dear viewers, except that of Sayyidina Ikrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an Imam Shahabi, the unanimous opinion of the scholars of Islam is that Hakim al-Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was not a Nabi, but rather he was a wise person. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a very famous and true and righteous person, true believer and a righteous person of extremely highly rank amongst the Bani Israel. Allahu Akbar. It is said that his heart was bestowed with the treasures of wisdom by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now listen to this verse in the Holy Quran Pak. Allah Kareem states in Surah Luqman, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And indeed, we bestowed wisdom to Luqman, saying that be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, and whomsoever is grateful for his own good. And whomsoever is ungrateful, then indeed Allah is the independent, the most praiseworthy. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful verse revealed in the Holy Quran Park to explain to us, subhanallah, that Allah Kareem bestowed hikmat and wisdom to Hakim Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Ulama Sahib, can you explain to the viewers of Madini channel, what is wisdom itself? Hikmat hai kya?
Well, Masab, wisdom, you know, hikmah is that word which means wisdom.
Right.
And ulama ikram, they have given various different interpretations, various different meanings. And one of them is that they have mentioned hikmah, wisdom is considered to be intelligence, or the power of thought, right? This is one view. The second view, they say, is that hikmah, wisdom, means being able to reach a proper conclusion in any matter, subhanAllah. So no matter what the matter may be, even if others don't see a way out of it, but due to the barakah and blessings of having wisdom, you would find a way out and find a solution. Meaning and interpretation they have given regarding wisdom is that hikmah, wisdom, is such a thing which if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places into someone's heart, then that heart becomes enlightened. Subhanallah. So we see that those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with wisdom, has blessed with hikmah, you know, if a problem arises and that problem is prone to be or prone to go into a huge fight or into a huge argument, then because of one person having hikmah or having wisdom, such a person will find a solution in such a way that it would avoid any fights, it would avoid any arguments whatsoever. So that is, you know, the barakah and the blessings of having wisdom. And it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah wisdom whilst he was sleeping.
Kya baat hai?
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah.
You know, Masa, wisdom, it is so important for a person to have. How does a person attain this wisdom? You know, wisdom, it doesn't just
but
come
wisdom
like
comes
that.
With age, they say.
It comes with,
you know,
with age, yes.
When you reach 40, they say now wisdom is starting to download. You know, it's starting to be revealed to a person. Yes,
definitely. That's one perspective. Other perspective is, you know, a person who has taqwa, a person who is pious.
Yes.
wisdom also enters into such a person's heart, even though he may not be old as yet.
Allah.
But because of his taqwa, because of his piety and his closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses such a person with wisdom. And the benefit of this is that, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been granted the greatest wisdom. And at the time when the different tribes were fighting and arguing that, you know what, I want to place the Hajr al-Aswad into the Kaaba. Other tribe is saying, I'm going to place it into the Kaaba.
The leader of each tribe
Yeah. And they were going back Allah. And forth, arguing with each other. And so an elderly man that was there, he said that the first person to enter the Haram, that person will decide what to do. And the next morning, that person was none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What solution did he bring about? So it was so intense that they were about to physically fight with each other. But look at the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he told them, he took out his shawl, he told each leader of every tribe that all of you come and hold the edges of my shawl. Hajr al-Aswad was placed on top of that shawl, and each one of them, they are holding the shawl and they are walking towards the holy Kaaba, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places the Hajr al-Aswad into the Kaaba. The entire problem, which was about to turn into a fight, got resolved with him. How? Because wisdom. Of wisdom.
Masha.
So in order to attain that wisdom, a person who is sinning day and night, doesn't have taqwa, is not conscious whether I'm eating halal, whether I'm eating haram, where am I earning my money from? How can a person gain wisdom? It comes with taqwa, it comes with piety.
So we learn it is a divinely revealed faculty, mashallah, that Allah Kareem bestows upon his khas bandas.
Absolutely.
As you mentioned, Mulana Sahib, it came in the sleep of Hakim Luqman, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah. Just as prophethood is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, dear viewers of Madini channel, everything is granted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our Creator, and He grants wisdom to whomsoever He wishes to. I mean, look at this, Mulana Sahib, that Hakim Luqman, known as the wise, right? But by profession, he was a tailor. Many scholars have written that he was a tailor by profession. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, dear viewers? This is famous about him, that he was a tailor. And actually, some have reported that once he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was delivering pearls of wisdom, giving a beautiful bayan, motivational speech. A person stood up and asked, he says, Ya Sayyidi, are you not so-and-so shepherd? Because many ulamas have also written that he would graze goats.
Right.
So, subhanallah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala, he said, yes, of course, I am that shepherd that you are speaking
Allah,
about.
Allah.
So the person said, Ya Sayyidi, how did you attain this faculty of hikmah? How did you reach this maqam that at one stage you would be taking the goats to graze, and then today you are giving what a motivational and eloquent speech? Allahu Akbar, filled with wisdom, he rahmatullahi ta'ala, he replied, I have attained this maqam by virtue of truthfulness.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Truthfulness in talking, returning of entrustments, and avoidance from useless, futile conversations.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Useless talks. So these three things have earned me this maqam and this lofty station. Subhanallah. If we focus, dear viewers of Madini channel, on these few points of here, by the virtue of truthfulness in speaking. When I speak the truth. Now, even the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, is also known by his truthfulness in the Holy Quran Park. Likewise, dear viewers, Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu is known for his truthfulness. Likewise, when Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi alayhi was asked how did he attain his maqam, he also mentioned the very same thing, that I base all my affairs on truthfulness, subhanallah. And this is where truthfulness can take you. Do you know, dear viewers, many of us cover up, many of us lie. With salah, with roza, with hajj and zakat, the covering ups that we may do in our lives, and over and again, from one lie becomes two, from two it becomes three. And then not being truthful in your talks and conversations, in your speeches, dear viewers, then what happens is that a person is written down as a liar, Mulana Sahib. And then Allah Kareem dislikes people who lie. And then on the other hand, we're performing salah because we want His closeness. On the other hand, we speak lies to the same tongue that we're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this lying will distance us from His favors and from His rahmah and mercy. So how did Hakim Luqman become the wise? Allahu Akbar, he says, based on truthfulness when I speak, returning of entrustments. This is very important, Mulana Sahib, that we don't do khayanat in the amanat that we are given. You know, we are entrusted with wealth, with anything that somebody gives us, and thereafter, when it's time to return that amana, people are found breaking and breaching these trusts. And then he says, the third was avoidance from useless talking. Allahu Akbar. What is your say in this matter, Mulana Sahib?
Allah, Mulana Sahib, this is such a beautiful advice of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah, where he advises us to avoid useless talking. Mm. Because if we really have to look at it, useless talking brings absolutely nothing to a person. Mm. It's just a waste of time. The person is gaining no benefit. Mm. Secondly, he is not benefiting others, and no one is benefiting from him. Why? Sure. Because his talks are useless, his talks are futile, he is not saying that which is beneficial, he is not spreading knowledge towards others. Why? Because of useless talking. So this is something that we must avoid, because with useless talking, so many other sins take place, like lying, backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, swearing, even if it's casually too. Swearing is taking place. What useless talks which brings about no benefit whatsoever. And you know, Masab, you've mentioned that how Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah gained this wisdom. And the first point, subhanAllah, he mentioned was that he would always speak the truth. And when we look into the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that speaking the truth is a virtue, and a virtue leads you to Jannah. Speaking a lie is a sin, and a sin leads you to Jahannam. So it's so important that we speak the truth, because at times we find some people may find it hard to speak the truth. Like, how am I going to tell this person? What face am I going to show? How is he going to react? All these thoughts goes through a person's mind. And at times they don't end up speaking the truth because they're afraid of that. But there's a beautiful thing, you know, it goes by, the truth is bitter, but its fruits are sweet. You know, if we look into the life of Ghawspak rahimahullah, how he changed the lives of those robbers. Hmm. It was due to what? It was due to the fact that Ghawsi-Azam rahimahullah, he spoke the truth. He wasn't worried about whether his life was in danger, whether he would be harmed, whether he would be injured, whether he would incur any loss. He told him confidently that, yes, I have 40 gold coins on me. Hmm. And because of that, they felt ashamed that Ghawsi-Azam rahimahullah obeyed his mother upon her advice to always speak the truth. And they for years disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They felt this remorse in them. They felt ashamed. And Allah due to that, they changed their life. So it boiled down to Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah speaking the truth. So if we have to speak the truth, never mind it may be bitter, but you never know, because of that same truth that you would speak, it may change another person's life.
MashaAllah. Chaliye, aaj hum niyat kar lete hain.
Inshallah.
All the viewers of Madani channel, make this niyah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Aap niyat kar lein ki, and every day, strengthen your niyah, renew your intentions again. Shaitan will weaken you in your intentions, but you should be firm upon your niyah. And for some reason, if you were in a situation where you spoke a lie, instantly make tawbah in the court of Allah, azza wa jalla. And make intention not to speak a lie again. And trust me, dear viewers, your words will have power, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. Allah Kareem, enable us to always speak the truth no matter where we are.
Inshallah.
May Allah Kareem forgive us, and may Allah Kareem make us tread the truthful path and the right path, inshaAllah. Another beautiful waqiyah that comes to mind, Mulana Sahib, leave everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. If you study Hakim Luqman rahmatullahi's advices that he had given his son, it's really amazing. Really amazing. Hmm. You know, we always say everything happens for a reason.
Right.
Har kaam ki peeche koi na koi hikmat hoti hai. Koi na koi reason, koi sabab hua karta hai. To hum is cheez ko kabhi samajhte hain, kabhi kabhi hum nahi samajhte hain. Sometimes we become irritated, agitated that why this has not worked out in my favor. I planned it as this. Why the result was not as I planned, right? It happens. Many times it happens. Many people fall into depression, anxiety, and many other host and list of problems, Mulana Sahib.
Because of things
not going their way.
Right.
But there's always wisdom in whatever delay you see in your life. Besides us procrastinating and dealing things, sometimes when you ask for something and it doesn't come to you instantly, there could be some reason behind that. And Hakim Luqman rahmatullah alayhi said this to his son one day. And his son understood that my father says that there's always wisdom behind things, you know, that Allah Kareem does. Right. So one day they have embarked on a long journey together, father and son.
Jee.
So his son's name was An'am, according to some historians.
Right.
And father and son began this journey, and it was a far off journey, Mulana Sahib. They had to pass through various jungles and towns and all of that to reach their destination. So they took a mule and they were riding on the mule. But because of the food running out, water running out, and after long embarkment on this journey, they came to a stage where they ran out of water and food, and fatigueness had caught them. So animal was also tired. So they decided to walk now and allow for the animal to take some rest without anyone riding on it. And as they continued in their journey, it was a long journey. And as they walked, they spoke, they continued walking. And then Hakim Luqman rahmatullah ali, at a far distance, he noticed some smoke.
Right.
Allahu Akbar. And he was looking at some buildings, and then he realized, okay, our destination is closer. And as he was looking around and all of that, he noticed that a bone had pricked his son's foot.
Allahu Akbar.
And it pierced him so hard that his son could not move any further in the journey. So he sat down to the ground. Father was next to him and trying to pull off that bone that pierced his son's feet. And with the pain, which he couldn't bear, he went unconscious. So they couldn't, of course, continue their journey. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful parable. Subhanallah. After some time, when his son opened his eyes, he found his father crying. So the son said, Abba, isme kya hikmat hai? What is the wisdom in this? Ki aap hamesha farmate hain ki behind every loss, behind every takleef, there's some sort of wisdom. What wisdom is in this, that a bone had pricked me, had pierced me, and you are crying, you have tears in your eyes? So the father says, Beta, oh my son, what you see in my eyes for you is love for you, because you are my son. It's natural, I'm a father, I'm seeing you crying, I'm seeing you in pain, so this caused tears in my eyes. But I still believe there is some sort of wisdom behind this bone poking your feet, piercing your feet, caused you to go unconscious. So he was hearing his father's conversation. Now when he stood up to continue his journey, he had realized the buildings that he just saw a few moments ago, everything has disappeared. He can't even see those buildings. From where he was able to see it at first. And then when he turns around, he sees a stranger riding a horse coming towards them, and he inquired from them after making salam, who are you? So he says, he asked, are you Hakim? Luqman, are you Luqman Hakim? So he says, yes, I am Luqman Hakim. Luqman the wise, he says, yes, that's what they call me. So then he asked, but who are you that you came on this horse at this place with a white turban, with a beautiful, white libas, subhanallah. So this person replied and said, I am Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi
salam.
And Allah Kareem had sent me to make a certain city sink into the ground. I was on my way there, and after I had learned that you and your son were also on your way to the same town, which I have been commanded to make it sink into the ground, I pray to Allah Kareem to keep you all away from the azab of Allah, to keep you all away from that punishment. And thus, the bone had pricked your son's foot, which caused him to go unconscious. And in that time, that city is now gone into the ground.
Allah,
but within an instant, he made them reach back their town from where they had traveled. And subhanallah, we learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's always hikmat and wisdom behind the things Allah Kareem does. How many things in our lives we have tried to make come right? How many times we have tried to fix it? And sometimes we may think it doesn't work out in our favor. Trust, place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how hard you work, or if you don't work, still rozi comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything comes from our creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. So when you want to do something, say, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah wills, this will happen for me, Insha'Allah. Always say that. And then you put your hopes on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave it to Allah Kareem. You do the best and leave the rest to your creator, Insha'Allah. And you shall see its results in your favor, Insha'Allah. If you put lots of efforts into it. I would ask our Honorable Maulana Sahib to please, maybe perhaps give us some more advices of Hakim Luqman to his blessed son, rahmatullah alayh.
SubhanAllah, there are so many beautiful advices of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim, rahimahullah. And one of those advices were that forget the favors which you have performed, forget the favors which you have done for others. And this is so important because at times, for example, let's say a person gave maybe 1,000 rand for someone, for example. Mm. And now the person who gave the 1,000 rand, he got it embedded and instilled in his brain, in his mind, that I did a favor upon this person. I gave him 1,000 rand and I will always remember it. I can't forget it because I gave him 1,000 rand. First of all, the niyat was off. Because if the niyat was right, then it wouldn't be to do a favor upon someone. The niyat and the intention would be for the pleasure and sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
Why? Because when you remember the favor that you do upon others and you want the same back, then what reward is there? You're getting tit for tat. Whatever you're doing for others, you want the same back. You're giving this person that car, you want the same car back. This business, you want the same business back. So from this, we learn that whatever a person does, if he has to help out someone, let it be a secret. Let it be unknown. Once you do that favor, forget about it. You know, don't even remember it. Forget about it. Why? Because your intention must be, I am doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for anybody else. I recall a person wherein someone would take care of his children, right? And it was over a period of a couple of years. He would always go there on weekends and he would, you know, play with his children. And this person says that when they grow big and have children, then you must see to their children. And I was shocked and I was like, you know, this is literally tit for tat. You know, what you did for others, you want the same thing coming back to you.
Expectation, right?
Expectations. Whereas, if you've done it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would get double the reward back in this world and also in the hereafter.
Subhanallah.
So this advice of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah is so, so important for our day-to-day life, to live, you know, as a good human being, to live as a good Muslim. Because with all of that, when you don't remember the favors you do upon others, then it creates that love, because now you're doing it out of love. When you don't remember the favors that you do, why? Because you're doing it sincerely. Mm-hmm. That's what makes you not to remember that favor.
Allah.
I did it sincerely, it's gone out the window. It's gone. I don't need to remember. I don't need to remember it.
Right.
So when you do this, you would find so much of unity between fellow Muslims, so much
Mashallah.
Of love between Mashallah. Fellow Muslims, because that is what it brings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the summary of the hadith that exchange gifts with one another. Why? It creates love amongst you. Now, if a person gives some money, for example, gives it to someone, but with that, while he is giving, in his mind is like, one day I'm going to come back to this person and I'm going to go to him, I'm going to tell him that, you remember that day I gave you this? Now I want something back in return. What is that doing? That is creating more and more enmity. It's creating distance between two fellow Muslims. And because of a small thing, as forgetting the favors you did, this is the issue that we get.
Allah.
So, and we see that, you know, in today's time, we see how many people do favors. But some people, they still stick on it. So this is something also that we need to avoid in order to create that harmony, that love and unity between us.
We are humans, Mawlana Sahib. We always remember the favors we give, but we do not remember the favors we take from people.
Absolutely. And that's so true.
This is something that we should work around, dear viewers. We try to be the people who take from others is one thing, but if we try to be the people who give others is another thing altogether. Subhanallah. Wonderful words of advice and wisdom parted from Hakim Luqman Rahmatullah Ali. He says to his son, do not let the rooster beat you in wisdom.
Allah.
How can a rooster beat you in wisdom? He says, in the way that you remain asleep at dawn whilst he's calling out the adhan.
Allah.
Allah. What an advice, subhanAllah. In Tafsir Qurtubi, this wonderful advice has been given by Hakim Luqman to his son. He says, oh dear son, do not let the rooster beat you in wisdom in the way that you remain asleep at dawn while he is calling the adhan. Allahu Akbar. And another one, he tells his son, always avoid getting yourself into debt. What an advice. Do we give our children this advice? We tell them because we know they want to buy the fast cars, they want to buy this and buy that. But yeah, he says, always avoid getting yourself into debt, because he says, whereas it may provide you comfort during the day. When you take a debt, you'll feel happy during the day because you can do things. He says, you will spend your night in restlessness and worry. This happens. Many people have ended their lives, committed suicide. Lots of people have become so parishan hal
because
that they have sold their properties and everything to overcome the debts. For that moment, you're okay during the day, but at night when you go to rest and sleep and then you sit back to realize how much of debts I am in now, you are just getting deeper and deeper and deeper into debts itself. Allah Kareem, save us from debts. There are lots of people who are in debts. They can't meet their month-to-month expenses and thus they fall into debts, and many of them are unable to come out for it. Some are going into millions, some are going into billions. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us, and may Allah Kareem make us people who always give in His path, inshallah. Look at this advice. He says, what you conceal from an enemy, do not disclose it to a friend as well. For he just may turn out to be your enemy one day.
Allah.
Advice. In this day and age, there's nothing that can stay in our stomach, Mawlana Sahib. We cannot wait to narrate whatever we have, whatever secrets we have. And it said, please do not say this to the next person. Because from the person I heard it, I also said the same thing to him. I'm not going to say it to the next person. And these things go on and go on and go on. So we like to reveal things. We don't like to conceal. But he says, what you conceal from an enemy, if you don't want your enemy to know certain thing, because you know he will go and blemish your name, your reputation. He will go and spy, for example. He will cause trouble and worry for you one day. So likewise, if you concealed it from an enemy, do not disclose it to a friend as well. For he just may turn out to be your enemy one day. So our personality should be such that we don't make enemies, Mawlana Sahib. We only should make friends.
Yes,
Allahu Akbar.
Absolutely.
Such is the personality of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. There were others who said that at one stage, this was a face that we never liked to see. But after embracing Islam upon the beloved Nabi, this is the Mubarak face that we cannot live without.
Allahu Akbar.
It has become the most beloved face to us in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they were willing to sacrifice everything for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's your akhlaq, dear viewers. It's your character. Anyways, if we do make enemies, then treat them like the beloved Rasul treated his enemies as well. And you shall see the blessings and barakah of that as well. He says, if you seek someone as a friend, then firstly, enrage him to test whether he is just a person when provoked. And if he still perseveres, then he deserves to be your friend. Otherwise, stay away from him.
Allahu Akbar.
So all these are another blessings, Masab, just to provoke him to test his patience, his tolerance, his perseverance, for example, after which you get to know whether he is worthwhile making a friend or not. But unfortunately, we don't look for these qualities of friends, Masab. When you're looking for a friend is he who rectifies you, reforms you.
Absolutely.
He picks out your faults so that you don't repeat them or make them in public.
Yes. So, and also, Masab, you know, that it's mentioned that that friend is he who, when you look at him, he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
So these are the kind of friends that we need to keep. Not someone who, if you, in order to test him, as Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah has mentioned, that in order to test him, just make him a bit angry, you know, enrage him a bit to see whether he would be a just person or not. Because if he is enraged by it, then he would not show justice. He wouldn't be a just person. But if he's not enraged by it, if he is calm, if he is tolerant, if he shows forbearance, then this is such a person who you must make friends with. Why? Because he would see to you. He's that type of friend, that type of company that isn't toxic. It's that company which, you know, there's a lot of positivity. There's no negativity coming from there. And Islam, subhanAllah, Islam is about being optimistic. It's about being positive.
100%.
You know, whatever we go through in life, apparently, even though something apparently may be bad, But in reality, it is good. As you've mentioned that story of Sayyidina Luqman, rahimahullah, and his son, that journey they undertook, apparently it was bad, but they got saved from a greater calamity. Yeah, so there is always positivities in Islam. So coming back to this beautiful advice of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim, rahimahullah, where he talks about, you know, the kind of friends that we need to keep. Those kind of friends that attracts us towards the masjid. Those type of friends that attracts us and encourages us, motivates us to follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what better company to keep than the company of the Muballighin of Dawat-e-Islam. Because in this company, one's love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is increased. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increased. So this is the kind of friends that we need to keep also.
MashaAllah. So I think we should relook into our cycle of friends.
Yeah.
And delete those people that don't need to be in your life. And if our friends are liars and cheaters and deceivers, and such company is very destructive, dear viewers. You can only follow these words of advice if you have the right people that you are associated with. Hakim Luqman rahmatullah ali says to his son, trade your world for your hereafter. Trade your world for your hereafter, and you will reap its rewards in both the worlds. But he says, never ever even make an attempt to trade your hereafter for the world, otherwise you will wash your hands of both. So trade your dunya for your akhirat, but do not trade your akhirat for the dunya. If you traded your akhirah for the dunya, then you will lose the dunya and the hereafter. But if you traded the world for your hereafter, you will get the world and you will get the hereafter. Both, subhanallah. So look at people who are dunya dar, and then there are a person who is deen dar. The one who is deen dar, subhanallah, has the dunya and the akhirat. Yani, he has, he's preparing for his akhirah and he has the dunya. But the one who's stuck in the dunya alone, even if he's performing any religious work, it's for his business at times. May Allah Kareem protect us from such. We should never ever trade our dunya for the akhirat. Remember, we have actually traded our wealth and our lives in exchange of Jannah. We have sold that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has purchased from the believers what? Their wealth and their lives. In exchange of what? In exchange of Jannah. So if there's some lacking of wealth and shortage of life, lifespan, why do you cry? Because this is what you gave to Allah in exchange for Jannah.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So if we can't get some of the dunya, we should not be panicked, Mulana Sahib, about
Jee. And also, you know, Sayyidina Luqman Hakim, rahimahullah, he is advising us, you know, that we shouldn't, this advice that he's giving, it entails not having attachment to this world, not having love for this world. Because love for this world is something that can destroy a person. You know, and that itself entails a lot of things. As in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that people, they would love the dunya and they would forget about the akhirah. They would love wealth, but they would forget about its accountability.
Allahu Akbar.
They would love creation, but they would forget about the creator. You know, they would love sabah, they would forget about repentance. They would love big, big and huge palaces. But they would forget about their qabr, they would forget about their graves. How many, you know, people in the past nations, in the nations of Bani Israel, how many of them got destroyed because of their love for this world, because of running after this world? And here Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah is advising us that do not have love for this world. Run towards the hereafter and you will get this world and the hereafter both.
Subhanallah.
You know, you will gain the benefits of it.
Mashallah.
And in this, you know, in this love for this world also comes love for wealth. We shouldn't, you know, keep wealth in our heart. Wealth, we shouldn't have that love for it in our heart. We should keep wealth in our fist so that we are in control of it and we can crush it whenever we need to. Why? Because it's in our fist. But when it enters here, then there's a big chance that that same wealth can control us. You know, like how Bal'am bin Ba'ura in Bani Israel, he was known for his piety and for his taqwa, such that he, wherever he would be seated, he could see the arsh of Allah. But then what was his end result? Such a pious individual. His end result was what? How did he get destroyed? He got destroyed because of wealth being placed in front of him. And his entire iman, all of it got ruined. Because of having love for this world, having love for wealth, that he chose this over the hereafter. He chose this, and this is what destroyed him. It's mentioned that when he chose that wealth, and when he intended to make dua against Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala planned it in such a way that whatever words he was letting out, those same words were hitting back at him. And Allah Ta'ala punished him in this way that his tongue came out and it hung by his chest. So these are the detrimental effects one has when they have love for this world. So we need to take the advice of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim rahimahullah, abstain from this world, run towards the hereafter, and this whole dunya, this world will be at you.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. Mawlana Sahib, wonderful words of advices. And we are sharing the advice of Hakim Luqman rahmatullah Ali. And I really appreciate your time and the way it was delivered, mashallah. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to practice upon these wonderful words of wisdom. Right at the end, dear viewers, we leave with one of his sayings. He says, he who enters an evil place will be distressed. He who befriends an evil friend will not be safe. And he who does not have control over his tongue will regret.
Allahu
Akbar. He says, do not destroy your wealth and act rightly with the wealth of others. Do not destroy your wealth. But when you have the wealth of others, then you should use it in the right way. May Allah forgive us. Barakallah. Until next time, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good, and keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.